from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Five police officers dead in Dallas, Texas.
We're hurting. Our profession is hurting.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown describing the emotions not only affecting his police department and the city they're sworn to protect, but perhaps the country as well.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
Dallas police say three suspects are in custody and a fourth is dead hours after snipers killed five police officers during a coordinated attack on a peaceful demonstration. Seven officers and two civilians were wounded in the ambush. The one suspect was actually killed by a bomb that had been detonated by police via a robot. Now, this came after police tried negotiating with the suspect.
Other options would have exposed our officers to grave danger. The suspect is deceased as a result of detonating the bomb.
Brown said that suspect told a police negotiator that he wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers. The attack occurred Thursday evening during a protest against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on officers who were performing their jobs. This is VOA News. Just days after the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history, Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. The attack on the Sayyid Mohammed Shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. President Obama and the leaders from the 27 other NATO member states are meeting in Warsaw, Poland, to discuss a range of issues, including Britain's exit from the European Union and Russia's growing threats to the security bloc's eastern members. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Warsaw.
It is being called the most critical NATO summit since the end of the Cold War. U.S. President Barack Obama began 2 days of crucial meetings in Warsaw with Brexit as the number one item on Friday. After talking with EU leaders Friday, Obama said he is absolutely confident Britain and the EU will work toward a smooth transition.
John Stoltenberg is the Secretary General of NATO.
We don't want a new Cold War. The Cold War is history, and it should remain history. We will continue to seek constructive and meaningful dialogue with Russia.
On Saturday, President Obama will be meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to discuss a Russian peace deal that faltered last year in hopes of easing the tensions between Moscow and Kyiv. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. General Thomas Vandal, the Chief of Staff for U.S. Forces in Korea and South Korea's Deputy Minister of Defense Ryu Jae-sung made the formal announcement during a joint briefing in Seoul on Friday.
North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missiles and weapons of mass destruction in opposition to its commitments to the international community require our alliance to ensure that we retain the ability to defend ourselves in the face of this threat.
THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. At least two people are dead and 66 others injured after Super Typhoon Naipartak slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday. More than 15,000 people had to be evacuated in preparation for the storm's landfall on Friday morning, and more than 500 flights had to be canceled, according to emergency authorities. Nearly 400,000 homes lost power due to the storm. The storm is expected to hit mainland China later on this Friday. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.